Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are tackling a really revolutionary shift in how we approach one of the toughest complications of chronic liver disease, hepatic encephalopathy, HE. And if you're familiar with HE, you know the drill. It's this toxic ammonia buildup hyperammonemia that leads to all sorts of cognitive issues. The standard treatment is just, you know, trapping that ammonia in the gut with Lactalis or rifaximin.
Right. And that's the core question, isn't it? That manages symptoms, but it doesn't really fix the engine.
Exactly. So what are we looking at today?
Our deep dive today is into a protocol that moves way beyond that. It's about reprogramming the liver's main detox machinery, the urea cycle, to permanently boost its capacity. And the key insight, the real game changer, is chronotherapy.
Chronotherapy. So timing is everything.
It's just as important as the agents themselves. It's all about syncing the intervention with your body's natural 24-hour rhythm.
Okay, so let's unpack that. First up is the morning metabolic activation stack. The goal here is
what?
To crank the detox engine up to 11.
That's a perfect way to put it. You want to maximize the liver's clearance capacity right when the dietary protein load is highest during our active phase.
And the research backs this up.
Oh, yeah. What's so fascinating is the translation. Preclinical studies in rodents, they're nocturnal, right? They showed peak efficacy during their active phase around midnight.
So for us, diurnal humans,
it translates perfectly to an optimal dosing window in the morning or midday. That's when you want maximum metabolic throughput.
And the lead agent for this is naringin from grapefruit. You call this the transcriptional architect.
Exactly. Naringin upregulates the expression of all five key urea cycle enzymes. Think of your liver's detox pathway as a highway bottleneck down to one lane. Naringin, it widens that highway.
And it has a partner, physician.
Right, from Strawbers. Sizotin is a senolytic. It's in there to selectively clear out old senescent zombie cells that drive inflammation. It basically preps the work site so naringin's upregulation can happen at the perfect time.
Okay, so that's the morning. But now we have to shift to the evening for the restorative and clearance stack.
And this is where the vulnerability really lies in cirrhosis.
Yeah.
That overnight fast, it quickly shifts the body into a catabolic state. It starts breaking down muscle for energy.
Which creates more ammonia.
A paradox, right. It causes a huge ammonia release that peaks in the early morning. That's the morning spike you hear about. Hmm. Responsible for the worst of the cognitive fog.
So the evening stack has a dual goal then. Stop that muscle breakdown and, I assume, help with the sleep-wake inversion that's so common in HE.
Precisely. And for that, we turn to Schizandra chinensis.
Okay.
Schizandra is just. It's smart. It enhances mitochondrial glutathione for that critical nocturnal repair. Okay. But, and this is key, it also has sedative properties that improve sleep quality. It manages that HE insomnia without having to reach for dangerous pharmaceutical sedatives.
Yeah, pairing with that is resveratrol.
Yes. Resveratrol activates SRT1, which helps to sort of reset the liver's own internal clock, which gets dampened in disease. It supports mitochondrial function, giving the liver the energy it needs to get through that overnight fast.
This all sounds incredibly synergistic, but we have to talk safety.
We absolutely do, because this is a potential minefield of interactions. Both naringin and Schizandra are potent inhibitors of a crucial drug metabolizing enzyme, CYP3A4.
And that's the why you should care part. Because that means if you're taking certain medications, this needs strict medical supervision.
For sure. We're talking about immunosuppressants like tacrolimus or cyclosporine, anticoagulants like warfarin, which, by the way, resveratrol also affects.
And there's one you wanted to call out specifically as a no-go.
Yes. We have to be crystal clear here. Ashwagandha is strictly contraindicated.
Hmm.
There are documented cases of herb-induced liver injury or HILI, and for a system this compromised, it's just not a risk worth taking.
So let's zoom out. We have this sophisticated 24-hour cycle. Activation when you eat, repair, and restoration when you rest. How does this really change things?
Well, the long-term strategy becomes about structural preservation. You're raising the liver's baseline function, and so importantly, you're preserving muscle mass.
Because muscle is the backup system.
It's the body's critical backup organ for ammonia detox.
Mm.
By keeping it strong, you increase the body's entire capacity to handle that nitrogen load.
It's really fascinating. It's about working with the body's natural rhythm, not constantly fighting against it. So that leaves me with a final thought for you listening.
Mm-hmm.
If this principle, this chronotherapy, is so powerful for managing the liver, what other chronic conditions out there might benefit from timing interventions to their natural 24-hour rhythms?
Mm.
Something to mull over until the next deep dive.